The braying of a donkey there. And donkeys and elephants, mascots of the Democratic and Republican parties respectively, are everywhere this convention season. This election has already seen contentious, even ugly battles between Homo sapiens, but maybe folks ought to be following the behavioral example set by their actual animal avatars. So joining us now with more is Vicky Croak. She covers all things animal for Here and Now. Vicky, good to see you.
Great to see you, Meghna.
So both of these political symbols date back to the 19th century, as you know, Vicky, really popularized in the 1870s by cartoonist Thomas Nast. But in the case of the donkey, it was first used actually against Andrew Jackson in a pejorative sense, but then I see that he adopted the symbol for the donkey's strong-willed nature. So in reality, are donkeys as stubborn as we think?
Yeah, unfair accusation. You know, as one expert said, though, it's best to have them think whatever you want them to do is their own idea. And they are fiercely loyal.
They're fiercely loyal. Okay, so what about on the other side of the aisle with elephants? One of the most common things that we think about them is that they have great memories. What are some other characteristics about them?
Well, the more we know about elephants, the more we realize how smart they are. They're one of the few species to recognize themselves in a mirror, for instance. And, you know, they're smart enough not to ask, do I look fat? They're sensitive and deep feeling, though, and they're just so obviously social. Their bonds with each other are very deep.
Remarkable animals, actually. Yeah. So that brings us to a recent study published last week in an online journal. Tell us about their findings.
So in a collection of 9 papers, the study analyzed the lives of 255 elephants in 68 accredited zoos in North America. And obviously, Meghna, the issue of keeping elephants in captivity at all is the center of some heated, heartfelt debates. And this won't settle any of them, but they found that the size of the exhibits, how much square footage the elephants have, has less to do with their overall welfare, but social factors allowing them to have stable relationships, stable bonds with other elephants, even other people, is hugely important, and as is enrichment and giving them things to think about and do.
Oh, so more evidence there of the social complexity of the lives of elephants. Really yes. Interesting. Now, there's news about donkeys in Hawaii? Who knew?
That's right. Super cute donkeys. They've been living and loving, that means reproducing, on the loose for decades across these thousands of acres of open grazing land in and around Waikoloa Village in the western part of the Big Island. And feral donkeys are descended from the ones who used to work on those famous Kona coffee plantations and other farms. And then when they were out of work from vehicles, they were set free. And on their own, life has gotten tougher and tougher. So much of the land around there is owned or leased for cattle ranching. Development has increased, and they face starvation because of drought conditions. And so they've been wandering onto roads and into yards, and some people became irritated enough to threaten to kill them.
Okay, so what happened?
6 years ago, the Humane Society of the United States funded a big organized project along with local volunteers and Brady Bergen, a local equine veterinarian, to rescue 500 feral donkeys. And so they lured them in a few at a time using water troughs. And then people on horseback corral them, give them medical checkups, castrate the males, and then they work to find adoptive homes. In one big effort in 2011, 120 were airlifted to Los Angeles, and then another 300 have been adopted out over time.
Okay, and so how are those donkeys doing now?
It's great. I just spoke to Keith Dane of the Humane Society of the United States, and he says it's great news. They're basically at the finish line. Just days ago, they picked up another 4 donkeys out of the 50 or so that are still on the loose.
Good news. Well, Vicky Croak, host of WBUR's The Wildlife blog. Vicky, thanks as always.
Thank you, Meghna.